Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my favorite time of the week to catch up with you guys. And today's a very exciting day because it is the first day of 100 days to 100Ks, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about later in this episode. A big thank you. If it's your first time tuning in today, welcome to the show. It's been a massive couple years for Good Humans podcast, for the Good Human Factory, the mental health organization. I started a while back because I wanted to give people that first step for their mental health. Quite often we see so much mental health awareness all around Australia, all around the world right now, but the stats are getting worse, and I think time for awareness is almost over. It's really time for action. So good on you for taking that step, listening to this podcast, because hopefully you hear some actionable tips, you learn some stories from other incredible humans who are taking those actions for their mental health. And this podcast is all about doing 1% of your day for your mental health. The 1% podcast is dedicated to the 1% Good Club, which is an Instagram accountability group where every single day I send a guided 10-minute meditation every single night. We write three things we're grateful for. There's 9 group chats from strangers all around the world who get around each other, supporting each other in doing 10 minutes of meditation and 4 minutes of gratitude for their mental health. 14 minutes is 1% of a 24-hour day, and hopefully everyone listening right now can agree, you know what? I should be able to do 1% of action every day for my mental health. So if you want to join the club, it's free. It always will be. All you have to do is send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. You'll be added in and yeah, join a community of incredible humans giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Another person who is all about taking care of your mental health and your brain is Drinkarepa. These guys have been sponsoring this podcast for a while now, about a year and a half, and we're just locked in another year. I'm so pumped to be working with a brand who is truly dedicated to making people's lives better. If you haven't heard about the brain drink yet, I really encourage you to go check out drinkarepa.com. When I started to read their science, it just blew my mind, and learning about the brain, about the body, and how different things that we consume can affect our body has just been fascinating for me. So if you want to learn about their science, head over to drinkarepa.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN over on their website. You can get a big 25% off everything. It is quite a premium product, so it isn't super cheap, but it's going to make your brain perform better. And there's nothing more important than taking better care of your brain and taking better care of your health. I thought I'd do a little special giveaway actually this week. I haven't actually asked the rapper, but they're pretty cool and they're going to support this. So what I'm going to do is the first person to go into Coles or Woolworths and take a photo of them getting a Drinkarepa drink. It's a little purple glass bottle. You can find it in the cold section in Cold and Woolies. Take a photo, tag myself, Cooper Chapman, and at Drinkarepa on your Instagram story, and I'm going to send you a case. So the first person to do that, I'm going to send a full case. So go buy one, you get a case for free. And if I know my audience, you're all a little bit slack sometimes with tagging stuff on social media. So the first person to do it, you're going to win a case of a rep. And if I get two on the first day on Wednesday when this comes out, I'll send two of you a case. Also, if you haven't heard about my Good Human Factory mental health workshops, please head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Click on the workshop tab. You can learn all about the Feel Good workshop, which I deliver for both corporate groups, small businesses, medium business, and large businesses, and also high schools all around the country. So if you are an employee or you are a boss or a HR person at a workplace, please reach out through the link in either the bio or over on the website. You can click and request an info pack. Would love to get in and speak at your company. Would love to get in and speak at your school or at your children's school, because it's crazy to know the impact that these workshops have been having. Just giving people some really actionable, easy tips and encouraging people to take those little steps of action when it comes to their mental health. So head over to that website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Use the code podcast if you want to grab some merch over there actually as well. We've got some really cool stuff. And yeah, I'd be super appreciative of it. Okay, as I do each week on this podcast, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes from the legends involved in the 1% Good Club and also read out some of the answers to the question that I asked for people to reflect on this week. And that question was, what worries you most about the future? And I got some really interesting responses to this. So you guys are going to love it. I loved it. And I'm going to read out my answer to that shortly after. So first we have from group number 7, Mac. Grateful for the surf this morning. It was absolutely stunning and we were out there for hours. Number 2, spending the day with my friends down at the beach where I grew up. And number 3, seeing my family before I came back to Melbourne. And my bonus question is, I worry that I'll have regrets when I'm older. There's so many things that I want to do / experience before I settle down into a full-time job. And I worry that if I don't get to do these things before I start really focusing on my career more, I might look back and regret it. Oh, Mac, good on you. What a very beautiful way to answer that question and really reflect on how, yeah, much you want to get done, but I don't think you need to be scared of that. I think we need to embrace that life is going to change along the journey and there is things that we want to get to do that sometimes we won't get to do, but there's also things that we didn't know we were going to do that we're going to get to do that we're going to love. But I really encourage you to, go and try and tick off as many of those bucket list things, step out of your comfort zone, do those things, especially while you're young that maybe you won't be able to do once you get a family, you get a mortgage, and yeah, you have a really full-time job. But good on you, Mac. I absolutely love that one. Made me reflect as well. Next, we have from group number 9, we have Liz Wardley. Grateful for, I arrived home from overseas. Number 2, spent time with my parents. And number 3, came home to an empty fridge except for a beer in the fridge door. Gold. Love that, Liz. And what worries me the most is the future, that the generations to come won't be able to appreciate the amazing playground that is the ocean to the same extent as us. Oh, Liz, you are a legend. So Liz just reached out to me via Good Humans Pod Instagram saying, hey, I want to join the club. And I'd also like to tell you a little about my story. I'm going to butcher this, but I think she rowboat paddled and broke a world record across a huge part of the ocean. I'm going to butcher it, but I think the Atlantic Ocean, I'm not too sure, but I'm going to look more into Liz's story. And she said she's been listening to a lot of Good Humans podcast along the journey. And yeah, I'm fascinated to learn more about her story. So I've hit her up and said, I'd love to have you on the podcast. She said she's a little nervous for it, but we're going to get her out of her shell and get her to do it. But I love her answer to that question. It's crazy how poor the ocean health is. I've been lucky enough to be doing a little bit of work in this space with the World Ocean Carnival and World Ocean Day. And yeah, I've been going around to schools and doing some workshops called Be Kind to the Environment, where I've been working with a few different environment experts, a few people like Sam Fricker, who's been a previous guest on Good Humans podcast, Olympic diver, but also a huge advocate for the ocean. Also another great friend of mine, Cal Glansnig, and a few other really important people when it comes to ocean conservation. And some of the stuff they've been telling me is just really scary, to be honest. So it is such a thing that, yeah, you can be a little bit scared for, Liz, and it's really nice for you to bring that up. Hopefully people listening might be just a little more conscious about the rubbish that they pollute, about the CO2 emissions, about just all those little things that we can action ourselves in our day-to-day lives that can maybe make a bit of an impact for a bit more of a positive future when it comes to our ocean. So good on you, Liv. Thanks, Liz. Thanks for bringing that one up. Next, we have from group number 6, A. Scott Adventure. Okay, 3 things I'm grateful for. Number 1, the time and effort Rain put into organizing the Galentine's Day for the girls, so special. Being able to meet so many of her amazing friends and being able to visit the beaches and see my friends after so long, it's so beautiful. And what worries me most about the future is how fast the world is moving and also how large the wealth gap is becoming. Oh, A. Scott, I'm not 100% sure of her name, but I love that. Valentine's Day for the girls, for maybe some of the single girls, who knows, but love that one. But also, yeah, that it does worry me as well. The world is moving at a really fast pace, and I feel like a lot of the world leaders and maybe a lot of the wealthiest people in this world aren't really taking into much notice the impact their wealth creation is having on the future. Example is Liz's way, one that she spoke about in the last, the oceans are just so in despair right now, and so many people are profiting off the pollution that's happening in the world and aren't really looking back to see the impact that it's having, and something that really worries me as well. So thanks for bringing that one up. Okay, what worries me the most about the future? There's a few ways that I wanted to answer this question, but I'm going to go in this one angle because it makes sense for today, because today's a special day. I'm 100 days out from running 100 kilometers, which absolutely worries me, because For one, I'm just scared that I'm not going to be able to complete it. It's a challenge that I set out to do because I wanted to push myself. I wanted to step out of my comfort zone. And very similar to our first gratitudes from Mac, there's things that I want to get done in my life while I'm still young, while I'm still capable physically and mentally, that maybe I won't be able to do in the future. And there's so many things like these physical challenges that I've put off because I'm like, oh, I'll get to it another time. I'm too busy with work. But then I see other people getting to it and getting it done without the excuses and just making it happen. So when I pledged to do this 100 kilometer run, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it happen and work it out along the way. So it's very scary for me, but also very exciting. Quite often things that worry you can also excite you if you can change that perspective. And I think it comes back to a bit of a root cause of fear for me, which is not reaching my potential and not squeezing the most out of life. Just like Max said before, we all, have a lot of things that we want to achieve in life, and it's okay if we don't achieve some of them. But for me, seeing so many people that I really look up to, people like Ned Brockman, people like previous guest Rory Warnock, who inspired me to do this 100 kilometer, and a few of my Good Human Factory ambassadors, Jackie Bell and Lucy Bartholomew, who will be coming up on this podcast in the next coming weeks to share their experience with ultra running. But yeah, I was just like, you know what? It's something that I want to do one day. And when am I ever going to do it? So I set the challenge. And today is the first day where I'm starting my training. So from today for the next 100 days, I'm going to be getting everything I can to be ready for this 100 kilometer race. And I'm going to bring you guys along for the journey. So this is a bit of an announcement if you haven't heard already. Starting this Monday coming, I'm going to be documenting what goes into my training, what goes into my nutrition, what goes into my recovery, what goes into everything in between, my equipment, the logistics, the organizing to run 100 kilometers in one day in a race in the Blue Mountains. So if you are an avid listener of this podcast, I encourage you, set the alarms Monday morning, 5 a.m. You're going to get the first update where I'm going to talk about a few different topics to do with this run. But then I'm also going to be having an expert guest on every week for the next 14 weeks to do with running of some sort. But the reason I'm doing this is hopefully to inspire you guys who listen to this podcast, who are part of my community, to step out of your comfort zone. The reason I'm pushing myself is because I want to see so many of you, even if it's a couple of you, even if it's one of you, to set a goal and to train with me along this 100 days. Don't have to do as much as I'm training, absolutely not. But you might go, you know what? I've always wanted to run a marathon, but I don't think I will. Only 1% of the population supposedly will run a marathon in their life, which I actually think is quite a high number. But I've done a marathon once before on no training, and that was really tough. So that's why I'm training for this 100 kilometer. But the reason why I'm doing this challenge is, for one, first and foremost, to challenge myself. I need a physical and mental challenge each year to kind of keep me focused and a bit of purpose driven towards something that's outside of my work. But the second reason is, I know from the 28 and sober journey I did, so many of you came along for the journey, took a bit of time off alcohol, and really benefited from it. So the reason I'm doing all of these updates every Monday, I'm also going to be doing a bunch of stuff on my social media, doing some video updates of what I'm doing for the training. Getting the experts on, I'm going to be trying to really ask them some questions. So if you're someone who's never run before, if you've never run more than a kilometer, never run more than your school athletics carnival back in the day, let this be a little bit of a challenge for you. I'm going to try and teach you how to do stuff really safely, really low impact, and learn some ways to, get the body moving in a way that's really healthy. So I'm going to be having nutritionists on to teach you about what you should eat before and after runs. I'm going to be having running coaches on to talk to you about, if it's your first time running, maybe how far you should start with, what sort of equipment you should be using, from shoes to running pants to different wearables like watches, Whoop bands, Aura rings, and ways that you can track what you're doing. But then I'm also going to have some world champion endurance athletes on who can share their experience and their story. And maybe you can learn and be inspired by the journey that they went on through their teen years, through their early 20s, and through their athletic career to achieve world championship with some of the guests who you are going to hear. But I think you guys are going to be inspired to come along the journey. So my challenge for you is to jump in on the broadcast channel that I've started over on Instagram. If you go to my page at Cooper Chapman on Instagram, you'll see just below, I think it's kind of right near the link click or just below my bio, join broadcast channel. Every day I'm going to be doing different little updates of what my training looks like. And maybe you just halve my training or quarter my training, and then you say, all right, in 100 days, I'm going to try and run a half marathon, 21 kilometers. I'm trying to inspire Carol, my girlfriend, to do it. She's like, I've never run more than 5 kilometers. I trained once for so long to try and do 10 and I couldn't do it. And I was like, you're going to do 21 with me. So she said she isn't, but she's going to do it with me. I'm going to inspire her as well. So hopefully you guys listening will be inspired by it. I'm very fearful of doing the 100 kilometers. There's about 4,500 meters elevation as well in the race. So it is going to be a completely new experience for me, something that I know is going to put me way out of my comfort zone, but I know so much growth is going to come from it. So hopefully you guys can come along for the journey, listen to that Monday podcast every week, listen to the guest every week, and maybe set a small goal or even a massive goal for yourself, because I know already the couple little runs I've been pre-training for have made me feel really good to kick off the year. Run club seems to be like the hot topic of Australia right now. And yeah, there's run clubs all around the country. You guys can go join in with them. And yeah, I'd love to get you guys involved as much as possible. I might even do some 1% club and Good Humans podcast, little group runs at some stages around Gold Coast, Sydney and Melbourne while I'm traveling for work. And yeah, hopefully you guys are going to enjoy the journey with me. I do not have a little episode for you, a little excerpt for this Friday's episode. This Friday, I will be having a man by the name of Jai Dean on the podcast. He's my running coach. When I started to announce on social media I was going to do this challenge, he reached out to me and said, mate, I'd love to train you. So he's going to be writing my program. I'm going to be training with him multiple times a week. And I thought, you know what would a perfect person to get on to kick off the 100 days to 100Ks guest episodes. So this Friday will be Jai. We're actually catching up on Thursday to record the episode, so I don't have an excerpt for you. If it is your first time tuning in today and you haven't subscribed yet, if you haven't hit that 5-star button, or if you just feel like doing me an epic favor today, spend a minute, go to Apple Podcasts, click the little review button, write me a review, or if you really want to be a legend, share this episode with a friend, put it on your Instagram story, tag me, and yeah, share it with your community, because as we said, mental health awareness is over. It's time for action, and action is sharing things that benefit you with your friends, sharing them with your family, and sharing them with your community too, because the ripple effect is real and it can make such a big impact if we all start taking some action. So love you all. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, my journey, the Good Human Factory, and everything along the way. It truly blows my mind that thousands of you listen to this podcast every single day. And yeah, hopefully you're getting just as much value out of the episodes as I am. So thank you so much. I'll see you on Friday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.